Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's episode of Monday Morning Manager. I love our lessons that you can apply outside of your work world. I think that allows you a lot more opportunities to practice them, hone them, develop your skills and your confidence in using them when maybe it doesn't have as much pressure. And then when you do need to use our skills that we teach and the processes we give to you, you're very comfortable and ready to go with them. Today's lesson is not an exception to that rule. Naturally, obviously, typically is a great one to try when you're not in a high pressure situation. Use it for everything. Use it for anything. Why not? Give it a go and let us know how you started to use not and how you use it now in your work world. So without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. The silence was deafening. Both Valerie and her prospect sat there looking at each other, waiting for the other person to speak first. Valerie had finished her presentation of the new product's features and benefits and was expecting the director of operations to give her some indication of how well she had done. Since the training she had received on the new product said any prospect would be blown away by all the new bells and whistles, no one had ever bothered to consider what to do if that wasn't the case. Valerie had covered everything and found herself stuck, not knowing what to do or say next. Was the sales call over, or was something else supposed to happen? Diagnosis. Valerie's product training set her up to fail in situations like this. When the telling ended, the prospect was supposed to start asking questions, questions that Valerie had been trained to answer with confidence. When the prospect didn't follow that script, Valerie didn't have the know-how to keep the call alive. The best sales calls are question-based as opposed to selling by telling. High-performance salespeople understand that the prospect will have his or her own reasons to buy, and all the feature and benefit presentations may not hit the target or get the prospect to engage in the process. Valerie was out of her element when the pre-planned pitch didn't work out and the meeting ground to a halt. Prescription. The best way to avoid Valerie's plight is to establish the question-based, give-and-take sales conversation as soon as possible. A good example of that is to use the NOT model for call management. Naturally, I'll have some questions for you. Obviously, you will have some questions for me. Typically, at the end of the meeting, we'll be able to make a decision as whether or not it makes sense to pursue this further or that there just isn't a fit. To stay out of the dead air zone, add this simple question to the process up front. Knowing I was coming to visit today, what did you want to ask me about regarding this product? Put the pressure back on the prospect to contribute to the success of the call or training session, and to give yourself some ideas as to where to steer the conversation. Critical thinking. Have you ever been on the receiving end of a not conversation? If so, how has the call been compared to calls without using not? The drill. The drill always starts with our final thought for the morning. Today we have one. Never give up on someone. Sometimes the answers you are looking for are the same answers another person is looking for. Two people searching together are always better than one person alone. And now the drill. As always, how did last week go? Update us on your top three goals. Did you accomplish them? Are we still working on them? And now this week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and how you plan to accomplish them using Growth Dynamics tactics. As always, Charlie and I are here for you, so please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule your one-on-one coaching or find out what programs we have coming up that you can enroll in. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.